Today, Yutes Tevis is the outside from Hagoyim Menachem Mendel Yosef Zaks. Mendel Zaks was the Rashiv in Raden. He's also the Edom of Chofetz Chaim. Besides being a Rashiv in Raden, he was also known in Europe noch to be one of the Gedolei Dor Mamash. Mamash a Gedolei Dor. In Raden, besides being a Rashiv and saying Shia for the Bachrim, he also was the Rosh Kol Kodshim. And Raden, the Chofetz Chaim had a famous Kol Kodshim, which they say was a very special Kol. Every young man of the Kol himself was an Adam Golden Moed. And Mendel Zaks had the Shia for them. They say that when Melchon Wasserman used to come visit his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim in Raden, he would stop into the Kol Kodshim and he would listen to Mendel Shia. That was the Harocha people had for Mendel Zaks' Torah. My Zayde, Rav Shurgen, he lived in Raden 16 years. He was very close to Mendel all the years together in Yeshiva. Later in America, they were very close. I know some personal stories. They were mamash like mishpacha. They felt like mishpacha to each other. I had a personal hegish that I was mishavich with his mishpacha. My Edom was born on his yotzeit. My Edom is an oriental, great grandchild of Mendel's ex, and he was born on his yotzeit, and he's named after him. Same after Mendel. My Zayde used to say, very often used to say, in Raden there was no gaiva. So it's probably exactly. And Raden, it wasn't Shemitz a Gaiva, it did not exist. And he said the reason Pashut was the Chavetz Chaim had a Vekeshacht and the Yitzhar from Gaiva. That was his line. He said he felt the Chavetz Chaim Shechted the Yitzhar from Gaiva did not exist in Raden. And he used to point it to Mendel Zaks as an example. He said, get a book of Mendel Zaks. Look at this year. This year knows every Tosis and Shas Bal Peh. Think about what that means. Every Tosis and Shas Bal Peh. And you don't see in him a Zeich of a Gaiva. Mendel was a murder got enough. Everyone that knew him, they saw him when I was a pashtus, he was a murder gone. He was such a guy in a door, and you couldn't tell. He from his anivus. He was a murder gemasmet also. There's a hesped printed from him from Simcha Elberg. If people remember, Simcha Elberg was a very chashur tam chachan. He was from the famous Yiluyim from Poland. Later, he was a rabbi in Borough Park. He was the Rosh of the goodest rabbonim in America. He's the Eruch of the Padis. Let's talk about him a little bit. He made five svarim, beautiful svarim, Shalmei Simcha, on Moedim. If you look closely, it's the safest call on Moedim, but if you look, it's really on Kodshim, because it goes on all in Yonim of Kodshim that have to do with Moedim. And he was in the Padis. That's right. Every month of the Padis, he put a nice Shtekel Torah, never missed. And he was obviously very close to Mendel. And he said of a story that he knew Mendel in Vilna when the war broke out. If you know a little history, when the war broke out, people were at a loss what to do, especially Yidden, they're walking around, they don't know what to do, but the Chaim Moshe in Vilna, he was still alive, and he sent a message to all the yeshivas, whoever's able to, whoever can get together, they should all come together, be together in Vilna. We should all be together, and we'll come up with the Eitzah. And Maisa, that was the Nes Hatzolah for the Mei Yeshiva came, and other Bachim from other yeshivas, they were able to even starve the Mei Yeshiva to escape also. But Maisa, they all came to Vilna at that time. So Reb Simcha Elberg said, you can imagine that time when they all came to Vilna, they were neck of a mekayimim, they weren't in their place, and he called it Shas HaZam, Zayin Ayin Mem, I said in Lashon Kodesh, I don't know if they have chance like that in English, literally it would mean turmoil, but it's much more than turmoil, it means turmoil with a pachad mavis, there's not much a pachad mavis, a fear of death. He said, it's very difficult to sit there and learn be'in. Sitting in Bechal and Sitting in Ian, he said, but there was one person in Vilna at that time, everybody saw, was learning with Moide Gasmothers or Mendel Zaks. He said, it was like a Moifus. We saw, everyone looked at him, they said, he's learning Lamayim and Akeichas. Pasha Lamayim from human Keichas, the way he was learning, Ian Harving, and learning Basmother during that Tkufa in Vilna. And Simcha Elberg said that when he was looking at him, he was thinking to himself, it must come, such a Mide Basmother must come from being close to Chavetz Chaim so many years. He was one of the closest people to Chavetz Chaim. He lived in his house. He was an Edom. From being close to Chavetz Chaim is the only way to explain such a hasmada that he had in such a time. But then he said another beautiful vav. Mamasha, it's a beautiful vav b'shem. Devat Torah from Chavetz Chaim. He applied it for Mendel. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Sasa nechir mesecha k'maisi shalom rav." Famous pasuk that I'll be happy on your Torah like finding a great treasure. The kasha, the obvious kasha everyone asks is, what's the comparison of a treasure to Torah? I mean, all the money in the world doesn't come b'chal sheiches to the value of one word of Torah. How could the pasuk compare the Torah to a treasure? So Chavetz Chaim said, beautiful about this. Chavetz Chaim said, the pasuk is saying a mashal. So there are people, Shvacha mentioned, weak people, elderly people, sick people, that they walk very slowly, they have trouble walking, and they can't carry too much. You have a person that the most he could carry, for example, is 5 pounds. More than that, it's not possible. He just can't carry more than 5 pounds. That's the most he could carry. If this same person is walking slowly and schwach and sick in the street, and all of a sudden he comes across a treasure chest filled with diamonds and precious jewels, and it's worth millions of dollars, it's worth a fortune. The problem is it weighs 20 pounds. Somehow, mit the mol, he's going to have to find the keuches. He'll be able to carry it. He's not going to give up that treasure, which will make him wealthy. Somehow, he'll just find the keuches. And Chafetz Chaim said he wasn't lying. He was saying the truth when he always said he cannot carry more than 5 pounds. It's true. But l'maisa, when you find a treasure, such a thing, all of a sudden you find keuches l'maylam and a keuches l'maylam and a teva. You find strength l'maylam and a teva. So Chafetz Chaim, death pshan the pasuk. A person has an entire, like this person in the mashal when he found the treasure, being l'maylam and a keuches. A lot of times a person is tired, he doesn't want to go out to his night seder, he has no keuches. It's true, but look at it like the treasure. You should go l'maylam and a keuches. That's what this pasuk is saying. Then he applied it to a Mendel Zechs. Mendel Zechs would learn with Hasmada, mamash like this Indian of Sasnesium, Sasanachia, Masechak, Mesechangarov. He said another very interesting point. He said that the Mendel, like we said, it was mamash of Allah Adar that came from Europe. At that time, there was even a sprach people saying, two Gedolim Adar came from Europe, Rabban Kotler and a Mendel Zechs. That's how they compared him to. He said, well, Maisa, in America, he wasn't too well known. Somehow he was much more well known in Europe. In America, people didn't talk about him. Later, at the end of his life, he went to Eitz Yisrael. He was also pretty quiet over there. So the reason was because he was a quiet person. All he did was sit and learn by his mother. And he kept to himself. But somehow we explained it a little more. Very interesting about it. He said, to build Torah in America, you have to have a certain tchunas hanefesh, a certain personality, a certain nature, a certain tchunas hanefesh, also a certain godless to be able to hold mocham in America. America in those days, people know the history, was more difficult than today to build Torah. The ruach was against it, it's very difficult. You had to be able to fight that and take the bezeinus and be loichim. He said there are people, the gedolim, which that's their godless. The godless is they're able to stand up and be loichim against America and they could win. But there are other people, he said, those kufas, they're godless. They cannot fight. They cannot be loichim. The tchunas nefesh is, he calls it a tzingus nefesh, or maybe some kind of a tzingus that they cannot be loichim. And el of elu, as the Gemara says in Eivin, el of elu kimchayim, you can say el of elu dak elu kimchayim, it was a certain galdus that the person who cannot fight. And there's an maminim that there's a lot of people who say that a yid learned the black Gemara in Minsk, it was one yid in covenant that's machal Shabbos less. Somehow, when you went to here, you must be in the ganze welt. And about the these gedolim, like a Mendel Zechs, they're just sitting and learning that his mother was mashpia on the whole America to make it into Makom Teretz. There's more to talk about him, but it's not what we're here for. I want to say over some of his Torah, some of his chedushim. Most of his chedushim and shirim he never wrote, mistam from his Geis HaNivus, but there's some svarim, two svarim that just came out recently, Chedushim Mendel and Kisvim Mendel, which are beautiful svarim, and they put it together from little notes that they found here and there. And there's a few beautiful vetlach I want to say. The first Indian that he speaks about is the Indian in the mitzvah bidei yom kippur. But first, I want to be makdim a little bit the whole sugya. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Pezayim and Beis, Tan Rabbanan, mitzvah bidei yom kippur im chashecha. The mitzvah bidei yom kippur is im chashecha. Now, what does that mean? We're going to see soon what it means. With the night. Avom chacham yisvad the kam shiach v'yish l'shem etzitzit tayt besuda. But Chazal masakin that you should also say vidui by mincha before the suz mafsekes, because maybe by the suz the Rashi says you become shikka. Can you imagine someone becomes shikka suz mafsekes in kippur? But it could be a mole. There was nothing to drink besides beer. That's all they had. But because of shikka, so you want to make sure you have to run a vidui, so you say vidui before the suz mafsekes. And then the brisa continues. Afishes vada abes is vada shachos. Even though you say vidui by ma'ariv, you say again vidui by shachos. Shachos is vada musaf. Even though you say vidui by shachos, you say vidui again by musaf and vayta by mincha also and vayta. Akaponim, we have the mitzvah vidui yom kippur. So the first vidui that the Braisa says, talking about mitzvah vidui yom kippur im chashecha, what does that mean? It's machlokes rishayim. Rashi learns the way that Rashi's lashon is im chashecha la'acha chinga m'shekibul of yom kippur. After you makab yom kippur. So Ramban learns in Rashi, his lashon is Rashi mefarish im chashecha abes m'kishkishim. Ramban learns that Rashi means that another rishon went that way, that the first vidui is by Meir.
He
has a gift
in Shekidish.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramban, I think, is
going to
Rashi Shekidish.
Yeah, well, Rashi.
He brings down the word Shekidish, not
Shekidish. Uh-huh. He also says Abbas Beferish. He quotes Rashi, he says, Tfilas Abbas, he says Abbas Meir Beferish. Yeah, well, Rashi writes Rashi's on Beferish. Im Chashicha Abbas. Okay, anyway, but it seems as everyone that was on the Ran also brings down Rashi that way, and most Rishonim, all Rishonim learn that the first Vidui is done by Meir. Even though it doesn't sound like that from the Braisa calls it Ev Yom Kippur, Chashicha sounds like it's still Ev Yom Kippur. But Meir said that's something that means by Meir. And all the other Viduyim are around that. But the Ramban is Chayla. The Ramban learns the Braisa Kipshutai, that Mitzvah's Vidui, Ev Yom Kippur, Mechashecha means there's a special Vidui, you should say, Im Chashecha, right before Shkia. When you come to Shul, after the Susma Sekes, before Shkia, or maybe Benish Moshes, but before Meir, Akaponim, there's an extra Vidui to say before Meir. Meir, how do we do it? The Shulchan Aruch is Soysim, like Rashi and the other Yishayim. Shulchan doesn't mention, it doesn't mention any Vidui before Meir. There's a Vidui by Mincha, the next is by Meir, but especially when you come to Shul, say Vidui, that we don't find. The Machzorim don't have it, the Shulchan Harab also doesn't mention it. But Levush, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Kaddish, the Mishnah brings down from the Shulchan Kaddish, the Yesh Lachach Mikadas Ramban. It's time to be Machmi like Ramban, and say Vidui before Meir. After Susma Sekes, when you come to Shul, say before Meir. And where do we do that? So the Mishnah Berurah says we do it with Tfilas Zakai. But Tfilas Zakai is maybe not the standard Nusach HaVidui, but there is a beautiful Vidui in Tfilas Zakai. And you can be Mekayim, there's some Banshita with Tfilas Zakai. So it's another reason not to be Mesrashal, to make sure to say Tfilas Zakai, maybe even to make sure to say before Shkia, because you want to Chaperayim the whole Vidui. I saw some Achzerim, they changed the Seyda. I think the Seyda of the Tfilas Zakai is first the Vidui, then the end to be Moichel everyone. And they changed the Seyda to put the Mechinah of everyone earlier, because a lot of people don't finish Tfilas Zakai, and you see that's probably the most important part, you want to be Moichel everyone. But I'm not so sure, I mean, Moichel everyone is very nice, but you also want to be Mekayim, maybe Vidui according to Ramban, before Shkia. So maybe you should keep the old order and say the Vidui first, the Vidui part first. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon is, he says, what was his question again? He says, yes, Yireim B'Shleimim, that would taka say, would come to Shul, and the taka would say Vidui. He doesn't mention Tfilas Zakai. He just says the people that would come to Shul, and taka say Vidui. Maybe taka is an Indian to take out and say the regular Nusach HaVidui before Meir, if you want to do like the Aruch HaShulchan says, people did it. Most of the Machzorim don't have it, so we see that the old minig is a Zayvi Rashi. But it's very interesting. And in the Brice itself, okay, I'm going to go into it, but there are the Yukim in the Brice that's Mashmak Ramban, and there's other Yukim in the Brice that's Mashmak like Rashi. But we have a Machoikas Rashi Ramban, if there was a Vidui, an extra Vidui to be said in Shul before Meir. And again, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Skadai to be Machmak and to be Yitzel, at least for Tfilas Zakai. Now, what's the mock of this whole Vidui? The Brice just starts off, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah's Vidui, Eriyam Kippurim, and continues on the whole Mitzvah Vidui. Calls it a Mitzvah Vidui. What's the mark of this Mitzvah? Is it there? I said, Abonim, what is this Mitzvah Vidui? The Rambam also brings it down in Peg Beis, Hachus Tshuva, Loch Avav, that there's an Indian of Yom Kippurim who's Mount Tshuva, Loch Avav. The Indian of Mitzvah's Vidui is Tshuva. The special Mitzvah is Tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that's what the Rambam says also. Yom Kippurim who's Mount Tshuva, Loch Avav. It says Mount Tshuva. But Lamaisa, you have to understand, where's there a special Mitzvah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur? The mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah a whole year. Whenever, anytime a person chashon doesn't obey, he's mechuyev to the tshuva, mechuyev to the vidui, be moidan the chet, say it befeirish, the aver he did. He's mechuyev to do charata, have charata. These are three passages of tshuva, is vidui, charata, kabbalah, asid. What's special about Yom Kippur? Where do we find a mock of Yom Kippur? So it's pavus, as you do, it's very well known, the shari tshuva, minyan, and shabbez, oisi dalad. He says the mokka is in the pasuk in the pasuk says in Yikra, Mikol Lefnei Hashem Titaru. In Pasha Achrimos, the Torah says by the pasuk of Yom Kippur, Kibiyam Zeh Yichap Aleichem Atay Yeschem Mikol Chatisechem Lefnei Hashem Titaru. What does the words mean Lefnei Hashem Titaru? Literally, before Hashem, you should become Torah, you should become pure. So Ben Yehuda learns this is a special mitzvah say to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's famous Ben Yehuda. And it's very niskabel, the Subbein Yehuna, that's the mitzvah, I say, of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. Even though Lamaisa, the Subbein Yehuna is a Moedik HaChiddush, because it's a drasha. He's making a drasha of a pasuk that's not brought down anywhere in Shas. We don't find anywhere in Brises or in Shas or in Chazal anywhere a drasha, Lefnei Hashem Titaru, is a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Subbein Yehuna learns that this pasuk, maybe he's going to pshut Shemikra. He says, the pasuk on the pasuk is that you mechuv to tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's the makkah. Right, we know the Kohen Gadol. Right. Oh, we're gonna get to that. And that'll be the Mokar. We have to copy the Kohen Gadol.
Why not? You see that
there's a mitzvah,
he's doing it
for college. Maybe? Okay, we're going to get that soon. The Shulchan Aruch, it looks to me like he's saying a new time, a whole new reason, a whole new makkah, why he has to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Zayin Sifano says, a lot like this, Kevin Shem Kippur Miyem Slicha Kapara, Kamay Shukasuk, Yem Zay Chapa. Since we know Yom Kippur, Yitzumi Shem is Machapa. The Pasuk Torah says, Ki Yem Zay Chapa, it's a day of Kapara. Therefore, everyone is mechuyev to do vidui. Ki came at sin b'chol kabona is haboy mechapa shenem v'svada shechatara. Because we find by every carbon that's brought to for kapara, when everything comes mechapa is a carbon ashram, the Torah says a mitzvah vidui, v'svada. So the panel wants to say, just like we find that when you bring a carbon that's a kapara, the Torah says v'svada is a vidui. The same thing, when Yom Kippur is machapa, you have to say vidui. He's a chayil learning that this din, this father, is in love dafkan kabonis. It's a din in a kapara. The Torah is saying that if you bring a carbon, which is a kapara, you have to say vidui. So anything that's a kapara, you have to say vidui on. So it comes out, the Shulchan Aruch is saying a whole new mocha for the mitzvah of vidui and tshuva in Yom Kippur. It comes out from the pasuk of his father, this, it says by kabonis. Because Shulchan Aruch learns, it's love dafka by kabonis. It goes on Yom Kippur also. That's the panel of the kachidish. I saw just recently, I didn't have a chance to look inside, but I saw that in the Kiyas Sefer on the Rambam, in the Goyas, he mentions on Levush, it could be on Levush as the same thing as Shulchan Aruch Rav. So then the Mokka would be on Levush, not just Shulchan Aruch Rav. But to me, it's a very big chiddush that everyone knows the Rebbeinu Yoina, that the Mokka of Tshuva and Yom Kippur is a Sofnei Shem Tataru, but it seems Shulchan Aruch Rav, and maybe on Levush is saying a whole different Mokka. The Mokka is the mitzvah Vidya and Kabonis, because it's Lavdach and Kabonis, it goes on any Kapara. I was asking Akasha, there's something else that's machapa besides kabbonis and besides Yom Kippur, yisurim. We know yisurim are machapa on a person. So every time a person has yisurim, it's also mechiv to the vidui according to Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's my kasha. Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying that we learn from kabbonis that whatever is machapa needs vidui.
But certainly not certain that's the reason of the yisurim. Sometimes
is that true? I mean, there's a whole sugi in Erchen, the whole Gemara in Erchen, after Zayin and Beis, the Gemara says that all Yisurim are Mechapa, even the smallest Yisurim, the Gemara gives a mushal, the person sticks his hand in his pocket to pull out 3 coins, and he comes out with 2 coins, and he has a slight tzah from that, that's also Kapara. So every time a person has Yisurim, he has to go say Vida? That we don't find. Oh. Let's get to Mendel's axis, Hakir. Mendel calls a shayla in a sefer. He says, the Mishnah says in Yuma, also I want to speak about this because I think the Rambam is learning it in Daf Yomi. In Yuma, Daf Samach Vav, the Mishnah says, Bola Yitzisol HaMashtaleach, the Kohen Gadol will go to Soy Mishlameach, the Soy Mishte Yodav Agav, and Mesfada, and he will say, Vida, V'kach Lai Oima, Ona Hashem, Ova Poshu Chotun, Lufanech Amcha Beisrol, Ona B'Shem Kapan, Ona B'Nishu B'Shem Mechatoim Shosu. He would say, Vida, V'Klai Yisrol. So Kletter Mendel's Axe, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, times when the Kohen Gadol said Vida, was Klai Yisrol Yitz with that Vida? And then they didn't have to say their own Vida? That's the Shaila. So I think the Shaila is in there's a few parts of the Shaila. The first Shaila is when the Kohen Gadol, when he's first of all, the Shaila does he mean just Vidi of Musaf maybe? Because the Kohen Gadol said Vidi first by Musaf, so we don't have to say Vidi by Musaf, but maybe we should say the other Viduyim. Or maybe Shaila is on the Ikka Vidi, because the Ikka Mitzvah Vidi and Shuva on Yom Kippur is one time. So this is a Mendel Shaila that when the Kohen Gadol said Vidi, we don't have to say Vidi. Are we Yates with the Kohen Gadol's Vidi? That's the shayla. So the first shayla is the chayra: is the Kohen Gadol really doing a b'shlichus? The Torah maybe says exactly the kasa. The Torah said the Kohen Gadol should say vidui on the Soy Mishlameach. Is that shlichus for us? And the second shayla chayra is even if it is shlichus, I think the shayla is this called a mitzvah shebegufay? There's a famous Taisus Rid in Kedushin, the second parak, Dafim Beis, Amud Alef, and the Ksais Achayshin. Today's the Ksais is Yotzeid also, so mentioning Ksais and Sima Kufay Beis. That by mitzvah shebegufay shlichus doesn't help. We spoke about this. Mitzvah shebegufay, putting on tefillin, you can't put on tefillin for the next day. You can't do b'shlichus. So shayla is, how do you understand vidui? Is vidui a mitzvah shebegufay, and it's not something someone can do b'shlichus or not? Or maybe vidui is not mitzvah shebegufay. It can be done b'shlichus. So I think that's the chakir, and the nafkamin will be b'zman abayis was the chiyev. This mitzvah sasei, whatever the market is, this mitzvah to do tshuva, could be yitz vidui with the kohen gadol's vidui. So I saw in an article that put out the sefer, the Shlishur Mendel.
You know, it's still he's saying vidui for the
he's still saying really for Klaus. Whatever the pshat is, shluch is not shluch. So he's saying there won't be yoytzi, even if it's shluch the Rachman, you know, by every korban you have the chayim.
Okay. This is all by the key. Is it shlichus and would it be a problem? And if it is shlichus, would it be a problem, Mr. Begufay? So it's enikol. It's enikol that the hagoyis on the sefer he brings down. Bemis mechaschinuch in the kitza is more the whole shaila. The mechaschinuch in mitzvah shin samachdar and ischas. He's not talking about yom kippur. He's talking about argumentative tshuva, regular tshuva. Can a person be yetsa regular tshuva vide b'shlichus? Mashal, and it could be chashon nageya. Let's say a person is sick. He's in bed. He's Rachman's not even dying. He's very sick and he's too schwach and he can't say vidu. And he asks someone, do me a favor, say vidu b'shlichus. Can he ask someone to say vidu b'shlichus? Does that work?
They do it by every shlichus.
By every what?
That's what they do in the hospital by every shlichus.
That's what ends up happening? That could be Shemeka Aina. You know, that could be Shemeka Aina when they help. I was thinking Shemeka Aina is something else. Oh, he's coming, kind of, but then he's not making a shliach. Okay, but the mice, whatever it is, but let's say, can you make a shliach if he's not a person not even there? But that's shemeka ina. I say can here, whatever reason. Can you have shlichas? So mechasurich means this riot. Mechasurich says in one line, you see that the kohen gadol said vidui on the same shliach, and that was b'shlichas of Klal Yisrael. So you see the vidui works b'shlichas. So you see the mechasurich nemdon v'dav poshut that shlichas works by. By vidui, and that's how the shlichus worked by the kohen gadol. But emes Mendel Zaks is calling it for chakir because it's not so poshut. Who says the shlichus? And the second kasha is maybe it's a mitzvah begufa and shlichus won't help. I was thinking there could be one other big tzad this will not help. Going on is not the vidui to vidui kohen gadol because there's a Rambam we mentioned this Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Peg Beis Halacha Vav. The Rambam says Yom Kippurim. Who's man shuvin l'chol liyachid l'rabim? Listen to this Rambam. Pen l'gram. The Rambam says Yom Kippurim. Who's man shuvin l'chol liyachid l'rabim? He continues. Who kates mechirin l'sichli soul? It's the end of mechirin l'sichli v'klai soul. The vika chayev makol las is shuvin l'svayis Yom Kippurim. You have to know what the Rambam means when he says who kates mechirin l'sichli soul. What does that mean? It's the end of mechirin. It's the kates of mechirin l'sichli soul. You have to know what that means. But the beginning of the Rambam saying also the Santa Zach. Yom Kippurim. Who's man shuvin l'chol liyachid l'rabim? It's man shuvin for the yachid and rabim. What does that mean? What does it mean man shuvah for the yochid? What does it mean man shuvah for the rabbi? For the yochid, we understand every yochid has to do tshuva. But what does the rabbi mean? So I think the Rambam is saying that's the soy mishtaleich. Soy mishtaleich and the vidui of the kohen gadol was not a vidui for kol echav echad. There's a vidui for the rabbi. There's a tshuva that Klai Yisrael as a whole, Klai Yisrael as a whole needs to do tshuva. And Klai Yisrael as a whole has to say vidui, and that's what the vidui of the kohen gadol was. So if this is what the Rambam is saying, that this man tshuva l'chol yochid rabbi, that soy mishtaleich was not the tshuva l'chol yochid yochid. That was the tshuva for the rabbi. So it'll come out that we're talking not like the mechaschinach. You cannot be yetsa with the vidui of the kohen gadol. It was a whole different chetz of the vidui. It was a vidui for the rabbim. It was a vidui for the tshuva the rabbim calls man tshuva the rabbim. And now we also have a personal chiyuv of a chiyuv tshuva kol echav echad. What's the chiyuv kol echav echad? Either it's from Mifnei Hashem to Torah, like Ben Yonah says, or it's from. We see was saying over the Gemara, Shluch Rachmana, the Torah was mana.
They weren't, even if it was a different kind, he's just a word, mana him to be a shlich.
I mean, what's the whole tzad that he should be a shlich to begin with? If a shlich is, you mean a shlich. Right, that's the other side. Well, this is the Chakir, and the Mechasinach isn't naming on that it is a shlich. He understands that it is a shlich. But I just want to be aware that a third reason why it would not help. Because there's a din, the Rambam is saying, there's a halacha, there's man tshuva l'chol yachid rabim. The Rambam is giving us a havana that the soya mishtaleich is not really a personal tshuva of every person, it's a tshuva of Klal Yisrael as a whole. And that, so that vidui would be a whole other vidui. He says such a svar, so that's the reason, not like the mechaslinach. So again, mechaslinach says we could be yates with the vidui kohen gadol, but if we learn that this vidui is the Indian of vidui for the rabbin, what the Rambam says, it would not help. It is the Munya and the Mendel Sefer from Mendel Zaks wanted to say, but it's a little bit long, we don't have much time, so
just end up with it. What?
Oh, he talks about that. The Mechasim talks about Mingling Mitzvah Mashiachas. You have to know what the Gedah Mingling Mitzvah Mashiachas is. It's only according to the Marit, not according to everyone else. He does talk about that. It's a Zaytik Yemian that I just have to see. I was looking at Mechas Chinuch. Mitzvah Gimel. He says it's not the Vat on the Indian of Gedah Nasha. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Gedah Nasha, Tzavkim Abayz, the famous Gemara is, Machoikis, if Yesh Begidim B'Naisin Tam, or Ein Begidim B'Naisin Tam. Does the Gira Nasha have any tam? Does it have any taste? Does it have any taste? Or is it Eitz Ba'alma? One man holds Yesh Begidim B'Naisin Tam. Gira Nasha has taste, like basa, it has a certain taste to it. And the other man says, no, it's like Eitz Ba'alma, it's like a piece of wood, so why are you chayiv on it? Why is that called a Maisachim? Because it's Eitz Kosov. The Torah said, do not eat this thing, this shtick Eitz, this Gira Nasha, which has no tam. What's the nafkamina? The Pasha nafkamina is if you take a Gira Nasha and you cook it in a tafshul, and then you take out the Gira Nasha. If it's Yesh Begidim B'Naisin Tam, it's like every tafshul stuff. You put something chafed in the pot and you cook it, even if you take the piece out, but it put tam in the pot, it put taste in the pot. So you need shishim against the tumivatulit. But if you have the Ein Begidim B'Naisin Tam, then there's no problem. If you take the Gira Nasha out, it doesn't give tam into the tafshul. So there's no issa. That's the nafkamina. But the Milchus Chinuch wants to say, another nafkamina. Be another nafkamina. If according to Mandama, in beginning nice and time, kind of Milchus Chinuch, it would be a chilah Hashem to eat it. Explains like this. He says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah. The Rambam says that if a person doesn't avir b'shat nefesh on lahachas, he doesn't do it with tiyovin. He doesn't rachman son avir. Not even with he has no tayf for the avir. He does rachman son just lahachas chas v'shalom. That's a chilah Hashem. And the Ram says, even if he does it b'chad yichador, that's a chilul Hashem. If he does it b'rabim, it's a chilul Hashem b'rabim. But there's madriga of chilul Hashem b'yachid also. People can make a mistake in that. They think chilul Hashem is not for rabim. It's not true. Even b'chad yichador, it's shech dini of chilul Hashem. It's best for chilul Hashem. And then Mechas Chinuch brings down this famous Ram in Hilchos Teshuva. The Ram says in Hilchos Teshuva that on chilul Hashem, there's no teshuva. There's no teshuva. You cannot do teshuva on chilul Hashem. Ad yom ma'aseh. You have to do tshuva. You have to have tshuva. You have to have Yom Kippur, and you have to have a person that has to have misa also. By misa, he can have a kapara. So misa, what's nafkamina? He has anyway a kapara by misa. Nafkamina is he's going through his whole life without a kapara. He's living without a aver his whole life. Maybe negeya hazis, negeya other things. But there's a big nafkamina that the tshuva on chol Hashem doesn't help. According to the mandom, yesh begidim b'naisin tam, he's eating it. He could eat the tiyovin. So it's shayach to have tshuva on that. But according to Mandam, Ein Begidim B'Naisin Tam Nafkamina would be, if he eats it, that's a Chilul Hashem. He's doing that, that's it's automatically lahachas, because it has no tam. There's no reason why he would eat it. That's what Tanya Mechasin. But mainly, he cannot do tshuva on that. That's Zachar that she wants to say. It's not pleasure. Okay.
It's not pleasure.
Okay, maybe the Rav Chaim didn't understand.
He says it's okay.
The Mechasov does say that it could be even according to the Mandam, in beginning of the same time, the first time he eats it, he thought it might have tam. He wants to find out does it really have tam or not. So maybe that the tshuva will help on that. Because the first time he eats it, he's doing it on the oven. He's curious what it tastes like. Yeah, but after the first time, when he realizes it has no tam, now already he knows. So the second time he does is the Mechasov will be over. Besides the Vev Gedan Asher, he'll always be over the Vev of Chil Hashem automatically. And then with Chil Hashem, there he can have the tshuva. So I was just thinking about maybe the things on this. Because remember, you have to understand the whole mandam of Ein Begidim B'Naisin Tam. Why don't we, all these years, why don't we ask a kfeila? Why don't we ask a guy or a cook? The Gemara says that if something falls into the tafshal and you're not sure if the shishim or not, make a din, you guess kfeila, a mumcha, an expert cook, who taste it and tell us, do you taste any of the tamis in there? And if he says, Masich Vitoima, he's Neman. So why don't we ask just a kfeila? If there's a time to get an usher, and how can you have a machoikus all these thousands of years? Why don't we just ask Kvela? And I was thinking the kashas even more, because the machoikus of Yesh Begin B'Naisin Tam, or Ein Begin B'Naisin Tam, is not just on the get an usher in the chayr. The usher is the gid, and the chayr is the machoikus on every gid, every vein inside the behema. It happens to be the only thing in the gid is the get an usher, that's the only avera. But the same machoikus is the chayr on all the gidin. Do the gidin have tam or not? Why don't we just taste it? We taste ourselves. Why don't we just taste the gid? Now the lashon of the Gemara is machlekes of yesh begim leisin tam or not if it gives a tam. It sounds like the whole machlekes is whether it gives a tam. So maybe you might think even according to the mandam, ein begim leisin tam, it just cannot give off a tam. But the Gid itself does have a tam.
So do that.
Right. And well, that would be not like the whole mechas klinach.
That
the whole is there also? But the truth is, that seems to be clear on a lot of sugis that this mechikas is lav dafka with its nice in tam. It's mechikas on the Gid itself if it has a tam. Right. So the Ars I saw in the Gois, the Mechazach, he brings down, it's a Prima Godem and a Placey, and others say also that even according to Mandama of Aimigim Nisim Tam, it doesn't mean it has no Tam at all. It has a Tam Kolosh, it has a very weak Tam. Everybody agrees it has a very weak Tam. The Machaikas is, this little Tam that it has, is that Chosh of a Tam? Is that considered Tam? The Mandama of Yeshbigim Nisim Tam, he holds this Tam Kolosh is considered a Tam, has a Loch of a Tam, of a taste. The man of Emigim the next time, he holds that this time Cholosh does not have any taste to it. What? No, he's not saying that. But if you learn in Lachur, you have a right to him, this Kasha. They don't mention this Kasha, but why don't we have a Yisrael Kafein or something to taste it? According to this, it's meant for the Kasha. We can't Yisrael Kafein to taste it, and you can't taste yourself or the Gidon, because we know there's a taste. You're going to feel a taste. And when not the Yechayos to be Mishaya, is this taste considered Tam or not? That's already Mechayos Tanoim. You're going to taste the Tam Cholosh, a very weak taste, and that's where the Mechayos Tanoim, if that's called a Tam or not. So that's pshat why we have machlokes and no one was ever able to be patient to taste it. But al kaponim, if it does have a shtickle tam kolosh to it, because then you could say this not a chum Hashem. Maybe he didn't let you have and he wanted to taste this tam kolosh, and that's why the Gemara's whole nafkamina of yesh b'gim nistam, yesh b'gim nistam. There's only been a gay tarubis fell into a tafshel. You don't have also nafkamina if it's chum Hashem or not.